Okay, here we go. What a crazy family activity to do on Halloween. But creative, don't you think, gang? Going to sneak into the old Potter mansion on the outskirts of town. It's been empty for over 40 years. Ralph, make sure that Rebecca and Martin are keeping up with us. I know it's a long, winding driveway to walk up at night, and there are no lights out here, but Halloween is so fun. You kids, quit your fussing. I bet none of you know any other 10 or 11-year-olds going to a real haunted house with their mom and dad on Halloween night. Hush, Ralph. I don't want you to break the spooky atmosphere. I'm trying to make it fun for my Twitch stream here. Just let me narrate. Okay, we're almost up to the front door. It's such a big, massive, spooky structure. So dark and creepy. I'll try the front door. I'm sure there's no way it'll... Oh. It's unlocked. That's weird. Okay, Ralph. Put your flashlight on. It'll illuminate everything perfectly for the stream. We've got 800 viewers already. We're gonna be internet famous, kids. Okay. Let's slowly go inside. Carefully. Quietly. What was that? Did you guys hear that noise? You didn't? That's weird. It sounded for a second like someone was whispering my name. Weird. Okay, let's walk on through the dining room. Oh, look, the table is still here. Super dusty, though. Still, that's super cool. Anyway, Martin, could you come here for a second and...
Do what this fucking whore commands.
What the fuck was that? Did I scare you, Martin? I think I scared myself. No, Ralph, I don't know where that voice came from. Well, I don't like swearing in front of the kids either, Ralph. I can't explain it. One moment I was...
Kneel. Kneel before the succubus Ashari. You, the one she called Ralph. You will do as I say, or I will rip your heart out and shove it up your daughter's ass. Then, I will make your son eat it out. Do you fucking understand, weakling? Good. Children, your panic tears mean nothing to me. I have lived in this unconsecrated ground for years, waiting for anyone stupid enough to come inside and explore. Because of your folly, now I can finally return. You will do as I say, or this whore will roast in hellfire forever. So, to start, the one named Ralph, take off your primitive garments. Do it. And now, children, take off your clothes. Do it. Yes. The succubus Ashari approves of your prepubescent bodies. We shall enjoy tasting your souls as we...
Ralph. Ralph, why are you naked with the children? Why are you all looking at me as if I'm crazy? Like, what's going on? Oh no. Oh, it's like there's another... force... inside my head. Ralph. Kids. I'm trying to fight it off. Its name is Ashari. It's ancient and powerful. Oh. A succubus. Okay. I think I've fought it off for now, but I think the only way we can get it out of me, to get the soul poison out, is to do what it wants. Oh, God. So, Ralph, kids, listen carefully. I'm going to need you to follow my instructions to the letter, or else I'm pretty sure Ashari will consume all your souls. So, Rebecca, get those panties off now. Martin, out of the underwear. And Ralph, dear sweet Ralph, if you want me to live, grab that thick cock of yours and start stroking like your eternal soul depends on it, because it fucking does. Now, Rebecca, I want you to stand in front of Daddy. That's right. I'll explain all this later, what Daddy's doing with his thing and why his thing is growing, but I need you to put it in your mouth for me. Yes, your 10-year-old mouth. I know, sweetheart, you don't want to put it in your mouth. I completely understand. But this is an emergency. Lives are at stake, okay? Do you want Mommy to burn in a lake of fire for all of eternity? If the answer is no, then open your goddamn preteen mouth and suck your father's erect throbbing penis for me, okay? That's it. That's it. Good girl. Pretend it's a full-size Snickers bar, but no biting. I see you can really only get the tip of it in your little girl mouth, but keep trying. Now, Martin, my dear, sweet 11-year-old Martin, I'm going to need you to come here to Mommy. Okay, that's right, just in front of me. And I'm going to need you to do what Daddy's doing. Yes, start stroking your little penis. It's called masturbating. It's actually kind of fun. Like, you see how Daddy is enjoying Rebecca's lips around his big cock head? It's fun. So I'm going to kneel down in front of you. Oh, your cock, even semi-erect, is so small. Okay, I'm going to put it in my own mouth. Okay. Oh, that's good, baby. Yes, you're doing a good job. Mommy actually kind of likes that little boy cock in her mouth. Rebecca, take Daddy's dick out and lie on your back. Do it. Do it. Yes, Martin. Mommy's going to keep stroking your little semi-erect cock while I give orders. Just go with it, please. It's for good. Okay, Rebecca, are you comfortable in that old dusty floor? Good, good. Mommy's proud of you. That's my brave girl. Ralph, I'm going to need you to fuck her ass. No, I'm not kidding. Ashari is being very specific. She is clearly saying that the female child needs to be sodomized. Ralph, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just the messenger. And if you love me, and I hope you do, you'll spit on your thick cock and shove it up our 10-year-old daughter's ass. Quickly. Time is of the essence. Do it. Ass fuck our daughter to defeat the evil. I'm sorry, Rebecca. There really was no way. I know. Ashari demands it. Just relax. Try to relax your little girl's sphincter. Rebecca, Mommy can't explain what a sphincter is right now. We'll go over it later at home. Ralph, can you fuck her a little harder, please? Ashari is being very clear about wanting Rebecca screaming in pain. Good, good. Okay. Martin, I'm going to need you to go over to your father and sister and start pushing your father's ass so he's thrusting deeper into your sister's ass. Okay, I wish it didn't have to happen, but the succubus must be satisfied. Well, go on over there. Get busy. Do it. Ralph, are you close, baby? Are you close to coming in our daughter's tight little ass? I need you to come in there for me. I mean, Ashari, she needs you to come. Come on. Come, baby. Yeah, come. Come in our daughter's ass. Yes. Yes, good, 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 good. Yes, Ashari is so pleased. You keep grabbing her hips and you pump that cum right inside of our daughter's little preteen ass. Good job, baby, yes. Oh, yes, dump that seed in there. That hot daddy load right in her preteen ass. Oh, yes, Asharia is definitely pleased. Asharia is almost ready to leave my physical form. Apparently, Asharia wants you to do one more thing, Ralph. She wants you to suck your semen out of Rebecca's asshole, put it in your own mouth, and pass it to Rebecca in a kiss. I know, that's fucking gross, it is, but I can't emphasize this enough, Ralph. It's what the demon demands. I don't know why, it's a fucking demon. Just put your lips on Rebecca's 10-year-old asshole. That's right, Rebecca, it's okay, no more sodomy for now, no more sodomy. However, there will be fletching. What's fletching? That's when daddy takes his mouth like he's doing now and he puts his lips up against your little stretched asshole and sucks all of his special cream out of there. Mm-hmm. Just like he's doing right now. Okay, Ralph, baby. Husband. This nightmare is almost over. Do you have it in your mouth? Yeah, you have that warm cum juice that's been sitting in your daughter's rectum. You have it in your mouth? You do. Good. Now, Rebecca, mommy's going to need you to open wide. That's right. Like, imagine you're at the dentist, open wide. And daddy's going to give you a special kiss. And it's a kiss with something in it. And it's going to feel weird. But just go with it for mommy, okay? That's right. That's it. Daddy, kiss your little girl. Pass her your cum. Good. Rebecca, do not spit it out. That will be very bad. You need to swallow every drop of daddy's warm cum. Every single drop. Mommy loves you. Good girl. Good girl. No. You keep it down. Keep it down. Okay. Okay, I think we're out of the woods, succubus-wise. Oh, my God. What an insane evening, everyone. Put your clothes back on. Let's get out of this hellhole while we can. Yes, just wipe your little butt with your bunched-up panties, Rebecca. You'll be okay. We'll leave them behind. Let's just go home. Ralph, I know one thing about all of this, and that is 800 people on Twitch just saw the most fucked up Halloween live stream in human history. Yes, Ralph, carry your daughter home. Her ass is broken.